Good morning, Audio Boo. It's Saturday, the 28th of February 2015. Well, if it was a leap year, tomorrow would be the 29th. And as tomorrow would be the 29th, any person being born on February the 29th would be a little bit stuck, because they wouldn't have a proper birthday.
Yeah, what do they do in that situation?
Most people, I think, celebrate either on the 28th of March or the 28th of February or the 1st of March, which must be really strange, because when it comes to writing down your date of birth, you can't exactly put leap year. You have to put it in, and then people will be like, oh, so when's your birthday then? 29th of February, really? Oh. It's like if people were to get married on February the 29th, that would be strange too, because when would be your wedding anniversary? But that's not why I actually came on here. Just, well, you could argue that you weren't getting old, but unfortunately that probably wouldn't be the case. Anyway, I thought I'd come on here and have a little chat and see how you all are. I'm a little bit confused because I haven't seen it and I haven't been sent any emails, but it seems that a lot of people are putting up audio boos or booms about Audio Boo changing their policy about how people play audio boos. Why on earth have they done that? That's ridiculous. All right. I would say that they need to put privacy policies in place. I've always said that, and I always will say that.
The trouble is,
they need to give you an option in your account, instead of making it a cross-wide thing, to be able to block people if you choose to do so.
The trouble is, there's only one way they can do that.
Mm.
And that's by having this, the system set so that you can only...
Well, I don't think so. No, no.
Yeah, because what would be the point of blocking somebody if all they need to do is just log out of Audio Boom and listen to it as a mystery user?
Well, I think if it's meant to be a platform for everybody, then maybe they should just go back to the way it was and leave it as it was. The good thing would be about blocking people is that they wouldn't be able to comment on your boos, and they would not be able to send you direct messages, because that would be annoying if you were being hounded by somebody and you didn't want to hear from them. Then you should be able to stop their messages getting through to you. Blocking the ability for people to listen to posts being put up is ridiculous, because, you know, Audio Boo is not now just used by personal accounts. It's used by businesses as well.
I was going to say, really, in a sense, what's the point of posting your boos to Twitter and Facebook?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm still going to keep mine going to Twitter and Facebook, but...
Yeah, it increases the tweet count.
No, not just because of that. I mean, there might be someone that... Maybe if Audio Boo could change their policy, it might be better, but...
Or maybe what they should do is give the user the option of saying, allow for mystery user or block mystery user.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't think there are any mystery users. I think it's mostly people who... have accounts. I don't think people just...
Well, there's a few people on my Facebook, like, for example, Carl Potter, for example. He would listen to my boos.
Well, why can't he still?
Because he can't log in. Well, he can log in. He can make his own account, but that's the idea behind it.
Well, I suppose maybe it's to try and increase user, but then by you increasing users, are they going to be able to keep up with the demand on the server? Because if everybody gets a plus account, not saying they're going to, but most people, if a lot of people were to, they would be given, thank you Zara, they would be given an hour recording time, and would it be able to keep up with it?
Well, they'd have to invest in it, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but then who pays for the privilege? We do, I suppose.
Well, hopefully they won't put their prices up, because I think if they put their prices up, that really will cause a war, because 60 quid is enough. I mean, I'm not saying...
Well, it is enough, yeah.
I mean, 60 quid a year is enough for people to pay for...
Sure, Zara.
The price for a premium account anyway is...
Yeah.
And it is enough.
I don't understand why, though, they... charge people $6.99 a month, because that costs much more than paying £60 a year.
You're paying over 33% more.
I mean, if it was less money, like, I don't know, a fiver, then you'd think, well, that could be worth it, but it's not. My week, what have I done? Nothing really, just been to work, been to lunch.
It would actually equal out at 60 quid anyway.
Oh, whoops, my maths, I told you. My English was better than my maths. Anyway, my week, what have I done? Not a lot. I've been to London, been to work. Nothing exciting happened at work. There are changes within the council happening in April. As it stands, I don't think it will affect me as admin, but you just never know, do you? They are saying that there's not going to be any job losses, but again, how do you know, really? At the moment, there isn't, but in a year or 6 months down the line, things could change.
Oh, yeah.
It is fair to say that there is a reduction in staffing levels. Again, just because of saving money. Councils, like everywhere else, have no choice but to save money. And I'm not sticking up for them, because I work for a local government, but because it's true, they don't have pots of money readily available to spend as they want and need, which makes it really difficult for them to support people and provide essential services that people need. So therefore they outsource. And that's not always a good thing either.
What, you mean like the care services and that sort of thing?
Yeah, just any services, because they are forced to make cutbacks. So they commission other organisations or whoever to carry out certain work.
But is it CQC comes into it?
CQC is the Care Quality Commission. That's a different thing altogether. That's not to do with... You know,
and that's not to do with the council, but doesn't that sort of balance out the council's outsourcing for carers and that sort of thing?
Well, the CQC only gets involved in trying to make sure that they adhere to the law and that care quality is kept up with, and or quality of care, I should say, is kept up with, and. Then you know, if there's any adult protection stuff comes up, or any protection stuff comes up, then it's down to them as a organisation to look into it. But they can't stop outsourcing. They don't have that power. More to the point, they can't say, "Oh, you have to run it," because it's not them that's paying for it.
No, but what if it's proven that let's say, for example,
it'll never be proven. I mean, then they look for some other organisation to do it.
Mm.
They could take contracts away.
Well, the CQC can do that, can they?
Well, they can. Yeah, well, they can help you to do that. And as the council, you may be forced into doing it yourself if, you know, your clients are not getting what they ought to be getting and things are going wrong. I mean, there was a care agency, which obviously I cannot name for legal reasons. Well, a couple of care agencies where we did have to take work away from because they weren't doing what they were meant to do, and the clients were suffering as a result, and potentially vulnerable people were left at risk. So, or could have been, and were, so they had to terminate the contract. Monitoring did take place, but no improvements were... Well, adequate improvements were not made, so they had to get rid of them, basically, and look for other ones. So yesterday, my journey up was crap, to be blunt, because I got very delayed along the way. There were speed restrictions between Manningtree and Ipswich, which had a knock-on effect. And then apparently we also got held up at Dis because there wasn't anyone to dispatch the train, so it took longer for it to be dispatched. So when we got to Norwich, we were told that the Great Yarmouth Connection would not and could not be held, so it wasn't held, but... fortunately for me, and I can say it now because it's happened, and if anybody does listen to this, they do. Greater Anglia, well, Norwich arranged for a taxi for me to be brought home, which I'm very grateful for because it would have meant I was going to be stuck there for a whole hour waiting for the next connection, and that would have meant I would have gotten to Yarmouth much later than I had that I was meant to. And the difficulty is Great Yarmouth is not manned at that time, which really is not very good. It's not even manned at 9:10, but I guess that's just an hour earlier than I would have been. And they were just being kind. And I think there were a lot of angry people around the station, and they just obviously didn't want me to be left sort of amongst them, which I do appreciate. You know, it's not nice being part of a rampage, because people were getting very angry going to customer services. Because people do, you know, they automatically think it's customer service's fault that their train got delayed and their connection was not held. Well, they can only hold a train for a very short time. Because obviously, as you can imagine, it then has a knock-on effect on that journey, on that train's onward journey. As frustrating it is when you don't make a connection, you know, obviously, then, as I say, then has a knock-on effect on the journey, because the Great Yarmouth Connection I would have got was at 9:20 at night, and it meant that train had to get to Great Yarmouth and then obviously it would have had to have made its journey back from Great Yarmouth to Norwich, and then be ready available to do the next journey back to Great Yarmouth an hour later. So you can imagine it's
it's only one train on each line, isn't it? So
yeah, so it's really difficult to, you know, to have a go at them. People are encouraged to contact Greater Anglia directly, which they should do if that's what they want to do. Because, as I say, it's not customer service's fault.
It's not even with Greater Anglia's fault.
No, it's actually Network Rail and them maintaining the rails, the railway. Supposedly, I think it's either 70 million or 170, I'm not sure. Is being invested into the railway, and as yet, nothing's changed much.
Well, early days, isn't it, I suppose?
Well,
it'll probably take quite a while to do.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the whole railway does need to be. It's unrealistic, but I was going to say ripped out and started again, but.
Well, it sort of does.
That'll never happen.
Yeah, but it sort of does.
And more to the point, they need to change the trains, particularly between Norwich and London. They still have slam doors. Those trains are really old. They're strong. They've worked for years, but you can tell that the trains are very tired. Because those trains do so many trips every single day.
Probably met Thomas the Tank Engine
in
his first outing.
Of course. Shut up. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. So, yeah, today I am taking Zara to have her bath at Doggy Styles, so she'll be all nice and pampered and all that jobby. And I'm not sure what else we are doing, so I'm going to upload this and actually go and get ready, because if I don't, I will run out of time. So if you listen this far, thanks for listening, and if you haven't, well, you wouldn't have known what I said. No, seriously, thanks for listening and take care, and I'll speak to you soon.
Pause recording button.